How did you decide to choose this career?
I was kind of born into it. I've been an athlete my whole life.
Okay.
Basketball and volleyball were my main two sports. And then I went on to play volleyball collegiately. During that time playing volleyball, my coach would not allow us to have fast food or sodas during the season. And that was really my first introduction in nutrition, because in high school, like, I was still eating Burger King, right, drinking my Sprites, like, right, whatever. Never had any weight issues or anything, because I've been playing sports my whole life, right? But it wasn't up until college that I started to notice, or started to become aware of what I put into my body and how it performs, because that's what the coach was saying. She's like, you're in college now, like, we do things different, so no fast food, no, because that's going to determine how you perform on the court.
Right.
So that was the first introduction to nutrition. And then I left Alabama, went to Miami, and I was finishing school there, and then I started competing in bodybuilding.
Okay.
I bodybuilded for 4 years and qualified for nationals 1 year, and then I was personal training during that time too. So while, okay, I was in school, finishing school, personal training, bodybuilding, and all of that. And when I was personal training my clients, I knew that I was changing them, not just in that 1 hour, and I was changing more of their mental, because I was just giving them tips on how to really, and I don't even know where it came from. I mean, I just feel like it was divine and whatever, because God was wanting me to do personal training, but I really didn't want to do personal training, because I didn't want to deal with people that that just weren't going to do what I was going to tell them to do.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to, like, don't hire me if you're, and then you're going to be mad at me because you don't get the results you want because you're not doing.
We're only here for an hour. Exactly. I only have an hour.
Exactly. Right. So what are you doing outside of that
exactly
hour?
Exactly.
But then that's when I feel like God spoke to me and was like, Jen, just do this, because for whatever reason, because when I was bodybuilding, everybody started coming to me like, Jen, because they started seeing the transformation going from, like, you know, a build like this to, like, ripped, right? And they were like, oh my God, help me, help me. So then that's when I started bodybuilding, and then that's when I said I knew that it was, like, within that 1 hour I was changing more than just the personal training.
Right.
And so that's when I, and then fast forward, I would always have debilitating cycles my whole life, right? And I was wondering, why do I have debilitating cycles? I eat healthy, right? By this time I eat healthy. I'm healthy. I work out, all that fun stuff. I've always been healthy my whole life. So what's going on? And then I did an elimination diet, because at that time my diet was mostly chicken, broccoli, and asparagus. And so I looked at that and I was like, what could be the main component of my symptoms and why they're really bad? It was so bad. Like, I had PMS for 7 days, and then I had the cycle for 7 days. And people knew not to mess with me. Like, people knew, like, oh, it's Jen's time of the month, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Super cranky, super crampy, just everything. And so I took chicken out of my diet, and literally, I kid you not, it was night and day.
Wow.
And that's when I knew food was medicine.
Yeah.
And that what, and how our bodies react to it differently. And so my cycles went from 5 to 7 days a week to literally 3 to 5. Light, I have no symptoms, whatever. I put the chicken back in just to test it, and sure enough, as soon as I ate it, it went right back to the old symptoms. And so that's when I knew, like, oh, it's what you eat. So it has, not only is it the movement important, it's what you're eating. And then also the bodybuilding lifestyle is very strenuous and stressful.
Right. Oh yeah.
And it's just draining mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. There's no balance in that life.
Right.
And my body and just me in general was just striving for balance, because when people would ask me to go out, I'd be like, no, I can't. I gotta work out, do 2-a-days. Like, what kind of life is that? So intuitively, I knew that holistic health was for me. And then it, specifically once I took that chicken out and I noticed how my body responded to that.
Right.
And that just was a light bulb for me. Like, it's more than just working out, which is what I was doing with my clients anyway. But that's my personal journey.
Yeah.
And it was just like, from there on, it was like crazy.
Yeah. This is the goal. Mm-hmm. This is the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I was going to add, I mean, I guess that kind of, and that kind of ties in. I was gonna say, how long did it take you to actually, like, decide, like, this is what I want to do, and actually start building into your practice?
So, like I said, I've been in the industry for about 10 years, 5 years holistically, but I was already doing, like, personal training, food plans, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my initial business. It wasn't until then when I left bodybuilding, and then when I took the chicken out, that I transitioned to holistic, because I was just striving for more balance, and then my body just needed to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason why we should be going through cycles like that. So it was probably like, and that goes back to the point of me saying when I left Miami. So I left Miami because that market was not for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, no, Jen, but we just used to you being like flat stomach, you know, booty, thigh, everything. And so that's what they were looking for. And I'm like, no, guys, like, you have to understand, like, you have to heal yourself within. Like,
right.
That's where the real change happens.
Right.
And they weren't hearing it or absorbing it, receiving mm-hmm. it. And so then I just had to move somewhere
yeah.
that I could benefit.
Right.
And people, because Miami is very superficial.
Yeah.
And so while there is some pockets of holistic people there, it wasn't my pocket and demographic of people that I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it was, I don't know if that answered your question, but yeah, I've been in the business like 10 years, holistically 5. It didn't take too long. It took me about, I competed for 4 years. So then after those 4 years, I was like over it.
Yeah.
And then I guess after that fourth year, it took me about a year to
say
holistic.
What I'm, yeah.
Yeah. But I've always knew this is what I was going to do though.
Mm-hmm.
I've always known that this is what I'm doing now. I've always knew I was going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
as crazy as that may sound. Like, I knew that God had a plan for me, had a vision for me. I didn't quite know what it was going to look like, but I knew I was going to be doing this, which
right.
is crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome. What is, I mean, that all ties in, but what is your main goal, I guess, for each client that comes in? I know that everybody has a little bit of mm-hmm. different, you know, things going mm-hmm. on, but mm-hmm. what is your, you know, I want them to walk out of here mm-hmm. with this.
So it's, the main goal is to change their relationship with food.
Okay.
And themselves. So it's literally, because what I do is more nutrition psychology, and so it's getting to the root of why you're eating the way you're eating.
Yeah.
And it's, so my clients experience a mental and physical transformation.
Okay.
So I want them to just walk, basically one of my quotes is love yourself to better health. Because I really want you, because if you love yourself, you're going to put good in your body,
mm-hmm.
And then you're going to take care of your body. Because if you don't value yourself or value your body, then you're just going to put garbage in it. You're not going to take care of it, take the time that you need, or set a time aside that you need to pour back into yourself.
Right.
So it's really just helping clients learn to love themselves to better health, value themselves first, then love themselves, and then change their relationship
yeah.
with food.
Okay. This is probably going to be a pretty short interview. We talked about certifications. How long did it take for you to get your, I guess, certification to do what you do now?
A 2-year certification.
Okay.
And there's a few out there. I went through Integrative Nutrition.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're really good. And what I love about Integrative is that they are... just how I intuitively knew that it was more than food and the counting calories, that's what they're all about. Because that's what holistic really means. Holistic is look at the whole of an individual.
Yeah.
It's not just looking at your workouts. It's
right.
looking at your environment, your stress levels, and all of that. So that was the right fit for me. Like, when I moved here, I was actually a wellness coach for... UT Physicians,
mm-hmm.
and then the director, she told me that she had did the same certification as well. I had already looked into it, and then just hearing her say that she liked it, I went ahead and signed up for it, and it was one of the best decisions I've made.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few other there's actually a lot out there, but yeah, Integrative is awesome.
I searched, then that's who I found.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of in my back pocket ever since.
They're great. I am an alumni.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yes.
What is your goal on impacting your community?
Ooh, that's a good one. So I love to give back. I love to give back. And once I, and I'm not saying like once I get settled here that I can start giving back, because you can give back anytime, yeah. right? But I just got to make sure that my business is good and breathing before I can like, and it is, but just before I can like, just really, because I want to give back so much yeah. to our community,
right?
Especially the young girls. So I'm really big on, because that's what I was doing in Miami as well. I was mentoring young girls and just showing them the importance of taking care of themselves, yeah. starting at a young age.
Yeah.
Whether that be hygiene, you know, your nutrition, taking care of yourself,
right.
all of those things, especially within our community.
Yeah.
That, I'm really passionate about that.
That's yeah. good. That's good stuff. What is your greatest joy in this field?
My greatest joy is seeing people transform right in front of my eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so beautiful to see, like, say, for instance, if you were a client, to see you here on the first day, I reference you to old Sydney, and then by the end of your program, whatever program you decide to do, by the end of that, you were a completely different person. You mm-hmm. were new Sydney. And I just love to see that, because I just witnessed a trend. And I just like to see the light bulbs go off in my clients' mm-hmm. heads. It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't look at it that way, or yeah. oh my gosh. And so I just love to see that transformation from old Sydney to new Sydney. It's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. What's like the biggest, I guess, issue that people come in with when they come to see you? Or one of the biggest issues, because I know there's thousands.
I think the main one would be just not knowing what to eat. Because mm-hmm. there's so much. It'll be deciphering through the all the misinformation and the conflicting information, yeah. right? So it's deciphering through all of that. That's what a lot of people come to me for. And not just that, they have other issues like gut health, hormone balance, which is what I work with clients mm-hmm. as well. But they really just don't know what to do, because there's so much conflicting information right. out there. So they're just confused. They want to get to the bottom of it. I'm about no gimmicks, no games, like, I tell it how it is. Like, you come in here, like, I love that my clients refer to me as like very kind, gentle, genuine, obviously, but they're like, she will tell you straight up, she will help you be accountable, and she'll be real with you, right? Yeah. Because I say this in the most humblest way, but I'm really changing lives, and I love that. I yeah. love that I'm changing lives and having such a great impact on the people that that's in my office.
Right.
Yeah. But it's really just not knowing what to eat.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me, because it's crazy how the health and fitness industry has put a stigma on food when you need food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you completely like vegan, vegetarian, mm-hmm. or are you just
chicken? I don't do titles.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll explain why, because titles, I feel like, don't mean anything. Everybody's different. Everybody thinks about it differently.
Yeah.
What I do, I'm mainly pescatarian.
Okay.
But I'm actually moving away from that soon, and no particular reason. But, I mean, I do love animals, but yeah. my body, I know, needs meat.
Yeah.
And everybody's body is different, yeah, right? So,
exactly.
I've done vegan before. And I do have meat every now and then, like, on my cycle. So around that time of the month, I'll have a good quality burger, right? So it's really not about the quality. I mean, what you're eating, it's the quality.
The quality of it,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I don't really like labels, because yeah. you have a lot of vegans that are unhealthy. You have a lot of people, vegans, that are like carb heavy right. and dessert
yeah.
vegans. Like, they're not getting the nutrients. So
right.
It's not about labels. It's just right. about making sure you're getting the nutrients.
Because I know my mom is celiac. Mm. And so, I mean, when she figured it out, of course, she dropped weight like crazy. I mean, I think she found out like in 2008. I mean, it was like when it just first started.
Yeah.
You know, people yeah. were first starting to recognize.
Right.
And she lost so much weight. But, I mean, she's a baker. She's a cooker. And she's a baker. So yeah. she was just like, I'm going to figure this out. And so she figured out how to bake gluten-free. And
yeah.
she is unhealthy gluten-free, you know, yeah. like, because she eats.
Oh, unhealthy gluten-free. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay,
sweets,
yeah.
You know, right, like, right. she's found
exactly.
the way around it.
Right. And so, a lot of people like, don't know that the gluten, those gluten products are just filled with other processed
yeah,
items.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, other than wheat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everything
all the sugar,
wheat.
All the sodium, all of that.
Yeah.
yeah. So I don't go for labels, and I try to get my clients and inform them and educate them enough that they don't have to worry about labels
right.
either.
It's like, this is just what I eat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And this is what my body is basically saying it's okay to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's my interview.
Oh.
but yeah.